Hello, people out there. We are just testing this podcast tool called Anchor, and I'm here with the Australian Mini Football Federation President Miguel Marón, and he's also the Vice President of the World Mini Football Federation, which is the highest authority on mini football globally currently. So, Miguel, can you let us know how the Australian Mini Football Federation got started and what possible opportunities there might be for people out there that might be listening to this podcast?
Good afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, well, the Australian Mini Football Federation started from a couple of friends that I know in football back home in Mexico, and they knew that I was living up here in Australia, and they talked to me about mini football and the growth of it, so I got pretty interested in it, and I asked how could I get involved. So, you know, they sent me the information. They the president of the World Mini Football Federation gave me a call to see if I could do the development up here and just grow it. And I accepted, and it's pretty exciting, you know. So all the people that out there that plays mini football or the small-sided game, you know, just want to invite them to come and join the play and get the opportunities that we're offering for the amateur player to go and play for their national team.
Yeah, obviously I've been a part of this, so I know that, and it's awesome that we've been given that opportunity, and it's good that the people out there to know the background of and the history of our little mini football federation that we're trying to make way for you guys. Let them know how we got there by the first season, you know, like we've only been going about sort of 20 odd months, I think, properly giving it a good shot. But what's happened after we got accepted to the Mini Football Federation, or the World Mini Football Federation, as part of their family? How's the growth been? Let us know.
Well, look, I think it's been a total success so far. We're pretty happy where we at. So, we started with doing regionals around Australia in Perth, Brisbane and Sydney. And we got these amateur teams to come and play. And then we did the national competition. And we got the team winner in Sydney, and we took him to Tunisia to the World Cup of Mini Football. So after that, we obviously learned new things and really good things to grow more the federation. When we got back from the World Cup, here we are, you know, just knocking on the door and trying to make things happen as we like to do.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we have been doing. So this year, we're looking to open some state leagues as well. I mean, the event there in Tunisia was awesome though, right? The whole thing, the setup, yeah. The way the guys were treated, they were representing Australia. That was like a 4,000 seat stadium.
But the beautiful thing of it is just that community is created. Like everybody, you know, everybody's unified. It doesn't matter where they're from. There's no frontiers or barriers here. You know, everybody is just open to meet new people around the world and make new friends and, you know, get involved with different nations. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Miguel said before, we met heaps of awesome people from different countries around the world that play mini football or, you know, the small side of game. And, you know, it was a great open source session for the niche field we work in. So there's a lot of good things happening in different countries around the world, and we're just trying to replicate that good stuff so that you guys can actually experience what the boys did last year after playing in the regionals and then the championships to then represent. So, you know, we've got state leagues happening this year, so that's going to be a good thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, I think everyone has been craving for something, you know, different and new and fresh for the growth of football, and I think that's what we're trying to get out there for the community and you know, get that opportunity that we're giving to the amateur player. Is just unique because basically anyone can be playing, you know, like everybody has the opportunity to play. It's not like you know, you have to be a professional player or anything like that. It's just it's more for the people. So yeah, let's see.
Yeah, that's right. It is for the people. But we know, as Australians or people that play football, that mini football's being played, or the small side of 5, 6, 7 aside, up to 9, 10, has been played forever. So people like FIFA, who recognise the 11 aside game, the futsal game, and the beach game, they don't want to, you know, recognise it. So that's why the World Mini Football Federation is consolidating the people out there like us and creating something good. So yeah, that's why we're doing it as well, you know, to get consolidation and, like Miguel said, give you guys opportunities that you don't have before, because Football Australia doesn't recognize and can't take you anywhere, or Football West, or Football New South Wales, or Football Victoria, Football ACT, Football South Australia, they don't give you these opportunities. The Northern Territory as well. So we're offering you guys opportunities to play under a structured level for your country at different age groups and also sexes. So, yeah.
That's it.
What about, there's this thing called the WMF World Cup that we've been working towards since we went to the Tunisian event in 2017. I mean, how good's that going to be, Wei?
Well, it's going to be the next level. Having the World Cup of amateur small-sided football with a lot of big names and celebrities coming along, like ex-professional players from very big names, you know. I don't want to mention too much at the moment about it because we don't know who will be coming, but there's a lot of people in the cards. I mean, I can probably mention a couple, but...
We'll just... No. Don't mention them. Just hold on to those big ones.
Yeah, but that's it. That's good.
Yeah, it's exciting. So, hey, listen, we'll probably stop this now and have a listen and see how it went for our very first one. And hopefully we can post it to you guys. But jump on board on all of our social media sites. So we've got an Instagram, we've got a Facebook, we've got a Twitter.
I don't think so.
No Twitter yet. So we're coming on strong with everything, and it looks like we're going to get a couple of good people on board to help us out. You know, we've got a good team in New South Wales. You know, people in Queensland have been starting to get active, and Victoria, we're just about to come to you, and the guys in Canberra, you're already on board. So when we come down to Canberra, when the World Mini Football Federation president and vice presidents come over and we go see all the people at tourism, state and federal governments, we'll come and see you down there in Canberra. But yeah, don't be shy, drop us a line, ausminifootball.com, ausminifootball.com.
That's it, guys, get on board, keep listening to our podcast. We're going to keep bringing news, and we're going to start having interviews with presidents from around the world of mini football, so you can listen on what's happening in those areas, because it's massive. So keep an eye on us, keep following us. We appreciate the support for all that people out there that is been believing in what we're doing, and we really appreciate it because we're so passionate about it, and we just want this new sport to grow and, you know, people to enjoy it. So thank you very much for listening.